Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. He's going skydiving for the first time ever this week. It's tomorrow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Luckily, the Army Golden Knights will teach him proper technique.
Yeah.
Here he is, Eddie.
Guys, I've been really into documentaries lately, and the last one that I saw was so good. Arnold. It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is it good? I saw it on Netflix pop up.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
But what do we not know about him?
A lot. I mean, I didn't realize, you know, because they break it up in 3 parts. The bodybuilder, the actor, and the politician. So, I mean,
for
someone to come from Austria and look at America as somewhere I want to be there someday and dominate it in, like, bodybuilding, acting, and politics, pretty amazing.
He's governor of California. That's crazy.
That's wild.
And so how he goes from bodybuilder to actor, you think it's like, oh, of course. I mean, he's a bodybuilder. But nobody wanted him because he was too jacked.
Don't spoil it, though.
I won't.
Because you're making me want to watch it.
Dude, it's so good. And his attitude on life is pretty amazing. He even goes into his divorce.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty crazy.
Is it pretty raw? Like, does it...
Yeah. I mean, he goes for it. Goes for it.
That's what I like.
Arnold on Netflix. Watch it. So
good. I like
good.
It when people go raw. And I watched Dan and Shay talk about how they almost broke up.
What?
They put out a video. Listen.
They almost broke up?
Very close to them. Knew it was going on while it was happening. Mm. Very close to Dan.
Dan's wow. Life.
And so they talk about it, though. And Caitlin's like, did you watch this from Dan and Shay? Because they're driving, like, their old Bronco or whatever this. It's, like, 4 minutes long. And I was like, no. And they're going through all of that.
Wow. Mm.
And so I messaged him. I was like, dang, that's good. That's raw stuff that people didn't know. Yeah, they almost broke up.
When? How long ago? Like, we're talking...
year and a half.
Whoa, that recent?
Yeah.
Wow, when they were making...
They went to therapy because they hated each other.
They went to couples therapy? That's interesting.
Hold on. They were making bazillions. This is what's crazy to me, is these bands that they work so hard, and then they finally make it, and then they break up.
They didn't finally make it. They did it forever at a high level, and they probably have enough money to not have to work anymore ever again. And Dan was like, I just want to go and produce. And Shay was, they just weren't getting along, but now they're like best buddies again. They just had to kind of reset. Their lives completely changed. Shay had kids. They both got married, and it was a really good video.
I really need to know. I'm going to have to watch this and figure out why they almost broke up. I mean, that's dirt.
It's not dirt. They're the ones who revealed it.
It's like LMFAO. Like, they finally make it, you know what I mean? Party rock.
They're nothing like LMFAO.
and then they just broke up.
Yeah. Party rock?
No, they have more than one.
Like 1.5.
I work out. That was a good one.
Dan and Cher, also a chair judge on The Voice.
Like, they sit in the same chair?
Yeah, I remember that.
They're the first duo.
I don't remember that.
Shay sits in Dan's lap.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But no, they said first double chair. They're going to be that. Isn't that awesome?
That's cool. Yeah.
That's really cool. Arnold.
Arnold, Netflix. So good.
Not to, I won't use this as mine, but I watched the Wham documentary on Netflix.
I started it.
It's great.
The band Wham?
Band Wham.
I didn't know much about Wham. I just knew George Michael and the other guy were in it. But
they were like best friends from high school.
From 12 years old.
They broke up.
Well, Dan. But the guy that was the one that was in Wham that's not that famous now was always the leader of it. But he was also like cool with George Michael doing his thing. Mm. It's great. It's good. It's really good, too. Yeah, Wham.
Is that a series or is that like one documentary?
One episode.
Okay, cool.
Hour, 20 minutes or so. All right, let's go over. Moving on over. He freaked out talking to Phil Kogan from The Amazing Race. And if you made it on the show, I'll be honest, he might finish in first place. Here he is, Lunchbox.
If you ever need free shoes, guys, you need new shoes, you're are getting holes in them, and I'm not talking about my, you know, take back scam.
Are we doing this again?
No. Just head to the beach, guys. Free shoes everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they leave them there.
I mean, people get like, you walk from the parking lot or wherever, and you cross the little wooden bridges. I don't know what you call them, walkways. And once they hit the sand, they just take their shoes off and leave them there all day. And then when they're walking back to their car, they put their shoes back on. And I'm like, I mean, you just walk by.
Do you want those shoes?
Well, why not? They're nice shoes. Look at that. They're all different types, sizes.
Did you take that picture?
I took that picture.
Why?
Well, because I was like, man.
You want proof?
But they're not yours, and they may come back and go, oh, I forgot my shoes. Let's go back.
No. They leave them there on purpose because they don't want to fling sand everywhere when they're walking to their spot on the beach. They just leave them there all day long.
But they might come back and get them later.
No, they will when they're going back to their car. That's what I'm saying.
But that's still your, they're not your shoes to take. That's what I'm saying.
If you need shoes and you want a free pair, if you want to scam, just head to the beach.
Okay. Thank you. She says she's ready to give dating apps a try. Or maybe The Bachelor or Farmer Wants a Wife. All right, here it is, Amy.
Okay. I don't know about that, but Lunchbox, I can introduce you to the contest queen. I mentioned her, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Contest queen?
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Oh, well, I was telling you about contest queen, and I got an email from her. Someone reached out to her and
said,
hey.
About her
what
again,
does she do?
She was probably doing a crossword or something.
Yeah, I don't know what she does.
On the air.
Well, She teaches people how to win contests. She has a book out that's called How to Win Cash, Cars, Trips, and More.
Wow.
Oh.
I just feel like this has Lunchbox written all over it. And she reached out. She said that her sweeping buddy, Lori, sent her a note, said, hey, they're talking about you on the Bobby Bone Show. And by sweeping buddy, I think she means sweepstakes.
Oh, I thought you meant,
meant like broom.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to talk to the broom sweeper. I got some stuff she could do.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? I think you should talk to her.
Heck yeah, I want to learn how to win a contest.
She says
I think
here,
we should record the entire conversation between Lunchbox and this lady and then put it up as a podcast on this. And they'll take a clip of it and put it on the show here, but like we should put the whole conversation up between you guys.
You know, I really need to start doing that. I should enter more contests. Well, I don't even know how to do that.
Funny you say that. She has another book out that she wrote called You Can't Win If You Don't Enter.
That's right. That's a great point.
Does she have a book called Breathe Oxygen and Live?
Drink Water or Die?
Yeah. Does she have a book called A Car Goes Distances? I don't know. I mean, it's just, yeah, I get it. Got it.
Yeah, she said she'd love to chat about all the things, mindset, marketing, and how to win.
Let's set it up one-on-one, though. I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, I don't need to market it. I just want to win. She said mindset, marketing. I don't need to market the contest. Okay. Just show me how to win it.
Yeah. Whatever.
You and her on?
Let's go.
On, good. Okay, Ray, go.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he went to New Hampshire firsthand, and he was shocked to find it actually has land. Bobby Bone.
Thank you. Big news. Don't know much about cars. Don't know much about old cars. I got a Bronco, 74 Bronco. The axle is busted.
That's not good news.
How'd it bust?
It was a little something called sarcasm.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big deal.
I got it. Oil was dripping in the garage. I don't know. Oil was dripping in the garage. I got to replace front and back axles.
Oh, my goodness.
There's two?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that runs from tire to tire on them?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
Like, I would assume, though.
All I know is that they said that it's crap. Both of them, it's old. Everything's old, though, right? We had it rebuilt, but that was not one of the things we rebuilt. And they're like, it's leaking oil because your axle's messed. So we got to replace front and back.
Oh, my goodness.
How long does that take?
I don't know.
Man.
They could say we're replacing your axle, and I would just be like, what, under the hood? And if they said yes, I'd be like, okay. I don't know anything about it.
That's not good.
Question.
Man.
Yeah.
Is it worth all these issues? Like, your car is awesome. The old Bronco, it's legit. Like, it's old and it's
either we
cool.
have to sell it or fix it. We're just not going to sit. We spent too much money on that thing.
Yeah, but you can't sell with a broken axle. You're going to lose money.
Right. That's
unless we... Anybody have any duct tape?
Yeah, I got duct tape.
It's like Stanley. You're not going to... I'm gonna get rid of him.
Right. I mean, it's like you gotta sell him or
thought about it, right?
You gotta sell him or kill him. You know what I mean? No. So yeah, with the Broncos gone and his axle's broken, so that stinks. That's what's up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. A few months ago, I met a guy in a dating app. Two dates. But I didn't think there was a lot of chemistry, so I decided against a third date. We parted ways as friends. Then a couple days ago, I came home from work to find a box on my front porch with flowers on top of the box. Inside was a folded up piece of paper with a note that he signed with a heart. I never told him where I live. Now I'm freaking out. Should I call the cops? Is there anything that can even be done about this? Signed, "Don't want to move Melanie." That's weird. You can't call the cops. You got a gift dropped off. You can note this if things get weirder to go look at the things that have happened and have escalated. That is creepy, though. But how would he know where you live?
Stalking.
Well, no, Eddie, yes, that's the right. I'm trying to give her... No, you went the wrong way.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out ways that he maybe had found, seen... the
Google.
...neighborhood. But yeah, I just can't think of a reason...
other than following.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, but make sure... maybe Google yourself and see what you're able to find.
I hear you. Even then, though, that's creepy. If he's Googling to find out where she lives.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
but I mean, I just want to know, yeah, how he figured out.
Follow her.
It's Google's less creepy than following.
Is it?
If I had to rank them.
Yes, yeah,
I would agree.
Okay.
It is. If we're
one of them's lazier.
If we're ranking stalker tendencies.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, there's a box. What was in the box, though?
Oh. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I'm scared to open it.
It just says, I came up for it to find a box on my front porch with flowers on it and a note. She doesn't say what was in the box. Like, how good was the gift? That matters. Yeah. If it's an awesome gift.
Because then y'all talk about this sometimes of like, if you're attracted to the person, then this is less crazy. You're like, wow, he found out where I lived. Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
I'm
she's
in
not.
Love.
She called out
so
the third.
Psychotic and
right.
stalker.
Right. That's just how, it's how it works.
Morgan, what would you do if a guy you went out with a couple times found out where you lived and put a box with flowers on it?
I mean, it'd definitely be creepy. If he didn't find that information out for me and he went online to find it, I don't think I'd go out with him again. I'd probably block him and, like, put in security measures.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you call the cops, Melanie.
Yet.
But you make a note on what day it happened, what exactly happened, because if things start to get creepier, you can then go, these few things have happened, what can we do about it? You can file a restraining order. You can, but from this, no. I'm sorry that happened to you. Also, I would just think back. Did you ever tell him where you lived? Just in passing.
That's very specific. Like, just in passing. Oh, 225.
No, but maybe not an address.
The neighborhood. I live over on Main Street.
There you go. What part of town do you live? I live over here right next to the...
Because he knows what car you drive.
Yeah. Like, he could have been driving...
Okay.
He may have just been in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Possibly.
Sure.
I mean, that's true. Might be the mailman.
That's a good point.
See? Yeah, it's weird. It's creepy. I'm not saying it's somebody's going to murder you yet. Just keep an eye open. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Document. Make sure at night you close your blinds, lock your doors. I'm scared he's watching.
Yeah, me too. Now I'm scared he can come to my house. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Big day tomorrow. Eddie and Abby are jumping out of an airplane. They've never done it before. Sounds like a great idea until it's right there.
Until you walk to the edge of that plane.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea until you get real close to it. It's like, I always wanted to do it. Then it's like, okay, time to do it. It's like, uh-oh. So tomorrow.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I mean, Like you said, I've always wanted to do this, but I don't know, dude. Like, we're jumping out of a plane. And I feel like, I mean, stuff goes wrong all the time.
But don't think about that.
No, what do you mean?
Abby's freaking out. Abby,
you don't have to say that.
How do you feel about it?
I'm getting nervous. I was watching videos all last night, and I don't know if that was a good idea. But
are you watching Parachutes Gone Wrong? Or are we watching?
No. No, I would not do that.
Don't do that. So what's great is you're jumping with the best.
Yeah, that makes you feel better.
Yeah. Sergeant First Class Blake Gaynor and Lieutenant Colonel Andy Moffitt are on with us. And so let me start with Sergeant Gaynor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, real good. So these two are jumping out. Is one of them going to be attached to you? What are they doing here when they're jumping?
We travel in a team of 9 people. And out of that team of 9 people, 3 will be serving as instructors tomorrow.
Dang.
3 will be videographers and 3 will be on the ground supporting.
What would you rather do?
I like doing the tandems.
Dang. You ever get scared doing that anymore? Or is it just like another day? It's like me walking into the studio because I talk to millions of people a day, but I do it every day, so I'm not really that nervous about it anymore. Is that same thing with you jumping out of a plane?
You said that you get a little bit nervous still?
Nah, not really. I just said that to make you feel comfortable in case you did.
So I get a little bit scared every jump, you know? I think fear is what brings people to it because it's an exciting experience. Like, everyone intuitively knows that you're supposed to be afraid of it, and that's what makes it fun after you do your first skydive. But the fear is also what keeps you safe. So, yeah, I get a little bit afraid every go.
So did you start skydiving because you were an adrenaline junkie, or did you join the Army and then go, oh, I think I would be good at jumping out of planes?
So I got into skydiving. I was in the Army. I was stationed in Louisiana. There wasn't like a whole lot to do outside of my base, but there was a place to go skydiving nearby. And essentially, me and a bunch of friends were feeling brave and I'll do it if you do it. Kind of got into it from peer pressure. I was always deathly afraid of heights. But when I did my first jump, it was amazing, you know, like, there's an interview out there that Will Smith does where he kind of articulates what it's like to do your first skydive. And I think he really nails describing it. You think it's going to be this like adrenaline junkie thing, but it's kind of like floating. It's a very freeing experience.
Yeah. What I didn't like, and I did it and I hated it, but when I did it, it like when you pull the cord and it goes up, it's just like, it's very snug on your jug. You know what I mean? It's like, boop, and it grabs you.
That tandem harness is basically like made, it's like one size fits most.
That's too big. Like,
you can basically build harnesses to like be like a custom, more comfortable fit. But that tandem harness is designed primarily for safety. We try to make it as comfortable as possible.
Yeah,
Safety first, though.
Classic me. Classic me gets a harness ain't big enough. You know what I mean?
No, that's just
classic
you
me.
You have to deal with that all the time, I bet. Yeah.
So everybody listening right now, tomorrow, Eddie and Abby are going to jump with the U.S. Army and the Army Golden Knights. They're going to go up in a plane. They're going to jump out. One question here before I go to Lieutenant Colonel Moffitt, but Sergeant Gaynor, you ever had a almost bad experience jumping out of a plane?
Why are you asking that question?
Close your ears.
So I think a better way to put it is like I have had to use my emergency procedures before. So
that's a good way to put
day
it.
One of learning how to skydive before you're even allowed to go jump. Not so much with the tandem. The tandem is just put a harness on, make sure you know the body position because you have an instructor who's well versed in the emergency procedures. But yes, I have had to use my emergency procedures before because I had like a malfunctioning main parachute.
What? Like what do you mean? Like how does it malfunction? Like how does it not come out the way it's supposed to come out?
Yeah.
So like one of the instances, it just came out like with a whole bunch of spins in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we pack it to where it doesn't do that?
Yeah.
It came out with a bunch of glitter. It was somebody did it as a he picked the wrong one.
Yeah, it's like
it was like the party popper.
No.
Yeah. Who packs these? Do y'all repack them yourselves?
I heard somebody from Russia packs them.
Mm. Oh really?
Oh,
that's not good.
No. No. Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Moffitt. Hey, welcome to the show, Lieutenant Colonel. How are you?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate y'all having us. Hey. Doing great. Thanks a lot. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing real good. You know, just the Army in general, and you know the Golden Knights are. You know, just a selection of people who are doing this specifically. But, you know, when it comes to the Army, there are so many opportunities, right, that people could do a lot of things once they get in the service. Absolutely. And they get out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so the Army's got about, one of several Department of Defense services. We've got over 200 jobs to choose from. One of the unique things about the Army that is not true of all the services is you can actually choose your job. Whereas in other services, that's not always the case. You kind of get put where they need you the most. So while that does come into play, there's so many different vocational things you can choose from. A great resource I would recommend to people is the Army Career Navigator app. It's got a picture of like a Uncle Sam picture you can download, and then you can just drop in the keyword, whatever you want. I have mechanical skills. I want to do something cyber, medical, airborne, and it'll just bring up all the jobs for you to choose from. So that's a great resource we didn't have when I was coming in that I would recommend to anybody that's thinking about joining the Army.
Do you jump out of planes, Colonel Moffitt?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things about it. And I came in 97 on a guaranteed airborne contract. That's one of the kind of like Blake, that was one of the things that I was looking for, was just a little more adventure in my life and still enjoy it to this day.
Have you ever jumped, and Sergeant Gaynor, somebody's like a big wimp and you didn't expect it? It's like, yeah, I'm about to do this. And all of a sudden you get up there and they're like, oh my God, I peed.
People get scared, you know, but that's normal. Like they're about to jump out of an airplane. So I haven't had anybody back out on me before, but I have had people that needed a few words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these two might. Eddie, whoa. Your final question and thoughts. Abby, I'm going to give you a question too before we go.
I got a question. How many times have you jumped though? Like more than 100?
Yeah. Why'd you stutter? Yeah.
Surely.
You
know?
I have 4,972 jumps.
Okay. Oh! Okay. Okay.
Wow!
Okay. That makes me feel a little better. Now, am I going to pull the string?
No.
Okay. Can I pull the string?
It would just take quite a bit of extra training that I don't know we're going to have time for.
That's a good point.
Go for it. Can he fly the plane? Just ask for everything.
You cannot fly the plane.
Yeah, okay.
They don't even let me fly the plane.
Abby, one final question. Anything?
How many backup parachutes are there?
There's one backup parachute. There's a few safety devices on the equipment, and this will all get covered in the training tomorrow morning. But mm-hmm. just briefly, there's the main parachute. And then there's the reserve parachute, which is maintained by an FAA-certified parachute technician. It's repacked every 180 days, whether it's used or not. The process of packing is like a tedious 3-hour process.
Is it made in China?
Actually made in the USA.
Okay.
Oh,
no
that.
Russia, no China. We're good to go.
Let's go.
I wonder why that 180 mark. You know, it's like, okay.
Well, 181, Amy, it gets real dicey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any chance of us landing in enemy territory?
Great question. China, what? Russia?
No. Okay. We'll be landing at Addington Field in Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Are there landmines where you land?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel pretty good then.
Me too. I feel good.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody ever passed out on you?
No, but I have had people get a little bit of motion sickness, but never had anybody pass out.
Be prepared.
Good.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let me say this. The Army can give you education, tools, and resources to help you be all you can be. The U.S. Army has many different careers, just like Colonel Moffitt was talking about here. Go to GoArmy.com for more information. And tomorrow, Abby and Eddie jump out of an airplane.
Come on.
And what I've been, they're telling me right now, here, and one of you will live to talk about it.
What? Oh my God. Who said that in your ear?
Who knows?
Huh?
Maybe a voice is in my head. Oh my God. Thank you guys. All joking aside, go to @USArmy, @ArmyGoldenKnights. These are the best of the best, the safest of the safe, America's most select. Woo. You guys get to jump with them. You're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. I appreciate what you do, just generally speaking. And also thank you for going up with these two and letting them jump out of the plane.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all having us on today.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See you.
Bye bye.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
This carpenter named Dakota Mon was hired to work on a 150-year-old house in Illinois. And he was in the living room working on a wall, pulling some things off. And he noticed writing that said 92975 with arrows pointing down to a small hole. So he reached in the hole and pulled out a bottle with a note in it. And this kid at the time in 1975, Stephanie, she wrote, "To whoever finds this, today is September 29th, 1975. She listed out Gerald Ford as president. My neighbor is Miss Leigh, who's pregnant." Like, she went through all the facts. "My mom is a nurse." And he posted it on TikTok. It went viral. And Stephanie was found living in New York, 61 years old, married, 5 kids of her own. She said she had even forgotten that she did it, but it's so cool to have it back.
That's cool.
And this going viral has prompted people to create their own little notes and time capsules in their house. So there's something fun to do with your kids, too.
Makes me sad.
Why?
Time marches on, age, man.
Well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, Eddie, what was it like back in 75?
Yeah, man.
I wasn't born in 75.
Were the Flintstones accurate?
Stop. What? I'm not that old. Did you guys ever bury a time capsule?
No, don't switch it up on us.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's a good try.
Elementary school, we did.
We never buried a time capsule.
We threw Millie Vanilli CDs in there.
But when are they going
to? They probably already did. They tell us. I don't know.
I have no patience. The next day I'd be in that thing.
We did an archaeological dig in high school, like where one class would bury something and then the next class would do it. So I put my teeth in there. So someone dug up my teeth.
Your teeth.
Wait, what?
I had to have braces.
You have dentures?
No. So I had to have 4 teeth pulled. And to fit all my teeth.
Why'd
in
you
my,
put your teeth in there?
Because if you're going to do an archaeological
dig. No, I get it. Did anybody know that?
What do you mean?
Did your clap? Did they say somebody must donate a body part for this dig?
No, but I thought, make it realistic.
I feel like, what if they didn't find those and later those are found and they think it's like leftovers from a body?
No, or they're like, wow, look at this caveman.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Neanderthal.
This is a hairy dude.
I thought it was cool to put my teeth in there.
Why
to make
are
it
his
realistic.
Teeth hairy?
That is cool.
Yeah, that is.
So someone had pulled them up and they're like, they're holding my teeth in their hands.
Mm. Huh. But they knew it wasn't old.
Right.
So then it's just weird.
Right.
Like, if it's really old,
But they don't know whose teeth they are.
But you're like, somebody in Miss Johnson's class, this is their teeth right now. You're walking around looking for the gummy. The part of the gum. No, it's good.
I like
it. It's good. It's just weird. Uh-huh. I once cut off frog toes and put them in an envelope during a dissection class.
Oh.
The frog's already dead.
Thank goodness.
We cut off frog toes, all the toes from the frogs, me and like 4 of my friends, and put them in an envelope and mailed them. To one of the teachers.
What?
Like a teacher you all hated?
No, we liked her, actually.
What?
That was funny.
That's weird,
We never heard the payoff, though. Don't know if she ever got it. Now that I think about it, we don't know if she ever got the frog toes. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
I need the court music, Ray. Thank you.
Here we go. Welcome to Bobby Bone Show Court. My gavel has entered the room. I got something to say. All in session rise or something.
Can we stand up?
Robe.
I don't know.
I just said some words.
We need to talk about something because it's does Lunchbox deserve to be on the Wheel of Punishment? Because this is an actual thing where on this show, if it is said, hey, you must do this by this time, and if you don't do it by this time, then there is a punishment. Now, he's missed 2 deadlines on his report on the JFK assassination and conspiracy.
No.
He asked for...
extension?
Why are you looking so confused?
Oh, yeah, I asked for an extension, so I didn't miss a deadline. Okay. It was extended, and then no one came to me.
Well,
I forgot about it.
Lunchbox was given the task on June 19th to write a report on the JFK assassination conspiracy theory. It was due on June 23rd.
Dang.
To which he then asked for an extension. We gave him another week as determined by that segment. We said 1 extra week. He missed that too. He was supposed to come in, and his deal was he was going to wear a wig and amp it all up. I don't know if the wig meant just commit to character, I guess.
Yeah.
Not only did he not turn it in, he didn't even ask for an additional extension, and that is probably Wheel of Punishment.
I vote guilty.
Well, we can hear
so there's
going to
be a jury of your peers, Lunchbox. The jury of your peers will be Scuba Steve, who is a pretty fair person, Mike D, also very fair, and then also the fairest of them all, Abby.
That is not necessarily fair.
So... is there anything you'd like to say before we let the jury decide if you're guilty and if you should be on the Wheel of Punishment?
No, because there was no option for a Wheel of Punishment if I didn't get it done by a deadline.
But you didn't do it twice.
No. The first time I asked for an extension.
And then we said yes, you got your extension.
Right. And then, I don't know, we got busy with work.
No, we got busy.
That is work. Yes.
What?
Because whenever we have something due.
Okay, Mike has been removed, and so has Scuba, and Abby is now the only juror.
Sweet.
Okay.
Because usually Mike will email saying, hey, reminder, this is due on this day. And I never got a reminder. No one came to me and said, hey, do you have your report? And so I guess.
You asked for the extension. You're going crazy in there. What do you want to say?
Oh, I just know that he filed for the extension, which I respect. You're busy. You got things going on,
absolutely,
whatever. But then I think he was like, you know how you're in high school and someone tells you to do something. And if you just don't do it, you hope it goes away. I think he was hoping if you would forget about it, it would not happen.
Yeah.
And he should pay
the price. I'm looking at a report from Mike D, an email. Lunchbox report on JFK assassination. Have it ready by at least Thursday.
That was last Thursday?
He just ignored it.
Yeah, he just ignored it.
And guess what? And did you guys come to me? Did you come to me with the segment?
I had it down, and he said you didn't have it done.
He never asked me.
Okay, is it done right now?
Yeah, let's go.
You have it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
All right.
Oh, I didn't bring the wig today.
Oh, you have the whole report.
You got to be ready, dude.
I mean, yeah, let's hear this.
I can't have the wig every day, man.
I'll tell you what we'll do here then. We can do it in the next segment then if you're going to be ready for
it. He's ready.
But here's the deal we're going to make. If the court deems that you're just making it up on the spot, you do the will of punishment for sure.
Nope. Oh,
what do you mean?
Yeah. Nope. Didn't agree to those terms.
So you don't have it done.
But you said you're prepared.
But you said you have it. So is that something you want to do?
Nope.
Okay, here's what's going to be on the wheel of punishment.
No, but there is no wheel of punishment.
It is, because you have to be punished.
No.
This is harder on us than it is
100%
you.
No, because...
Number one, the shame game. If it lands on the shame game, he has to stand on the street corner with a sign that says, I cheated, this is my punishment.
Love it.
Number two, break room fridge smoothie. We get a blender.
I won't do
we
that.
We fill it with stuff from the break room fridge. Yeah. You have to drink it as a smoothie.
No. Dude, there's been stuff in there for so long. I won't do
that. Number three, professional cuddler. We bring in a professional cuddler for a session on the air, and they cuddle with him on the floor here in the studio. Number four, forced charity. Lunchbox has to go to a restaurant and tip from his own money a person $100.
That's his worst nightmare.
Or there's one that says smaller wheel. And if it lands on the smaller wheel, we go to the smaller wheel. And on the smaller wheel, there is... winning $200 cash.
That's a plus, dude.
Or gorilla tape on the chest or kicking the nads. But those are the other two on the smaller wheel. So.
I don't understand. No. There is
You had two instances to have it done. You didn't have it done.
Okay.
We can't set the precedent of people not getting their work done. Or it's
we have people miss deadlines all the time and there's no wheel of punishment.
I'm going to go to Mike and Scuba Steve on this one. Do we have people miss deadlines all the time?
All the time is a sweeping statement. That is not true. Like, there's things we have in the sheet that we're going to get to at some point. There's one of them for me. It's been there for like almost a week. I'm ready for it every single day, and I have it ready, and I have a sheet right here.
That's good.
But that's a terrible excuse.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But Mike, have you done it yet?
Mike, what do you want to say?
I haven't done it yet.
No, but I have it.
I have it ready to go right here. If we want to do it right now, I'm ready.
Is it the one about blocking people on social media?
Yes, I have it ready. Yeah. I've had a sheet here for a week and a half.
Yeah,
all the time does not happen.
Yeah.
That's weird because Eddie was supposed to go bark in public. Did he get a wheel of punishment? No.
I did. I got punished. I don't remember what my punishment was.
You did get punished.
Yeah, you had to bark in public.
And you had to bark. And you got punished.
But there was no punishment.
There was a punishment.
What was your punishment?
I don't remember.
Exactly, because there was none.
He's so traumatized, he doesn't remember.
Exactly.
So,
bad.
So this is what the court is going to do. Today is July 11th. It's got to be done tomorrow. Okay. If it's not done tomorrow, will of punishment with a smaller will and then an even smaller will from the smaller will.
Where are you getting these tiny wheels?
No idea. We don't even have them, but we will make them. So tomorrow... will be the final date, and this will also go into his permanent record. I don't know what that means either, but it goes into his permanent record.
We'll never forget it.
And you know what? It'll never be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And if he tries to get in college, they're going to see us.
Wow, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Dude, you got to take care of this.
Yep. Yeah. So, you don't want that. If it's not done tomorrow...
See, you guys give me so many
It'll be the will of punishment three wheels deep. And the third will, on the third tiniest will, death. Is one of them.
Oh my.
We just kill him right now.
I need clarification because he just mumbled. You guys give me so many deadlines. I'm just curious. What's another deadline?
Yeah, let's go work.
Goodness.
Watch this movie.
It's so hard.
We watched your movie.
We're doing
your movie tomorrow.
We had to watch your movie.
We had to watch the stuff.
Right.
Okay, that's it. We will have it tomorrow. Everybody good?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't do it, we go three wheels deep, and on the third wheel is death.
Dude, you're so busy. Are you going to be able to do it?
Do you think you have to cut your nap back by at least an hour to do this?
Probably. I mean, I don't even know how to research this. Like, I just read a story, I guess.
That's it, buddy. Thank you. Everybody good? This court is going to be adjourned and in recess until tomorrow.
There we go. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm going to list three things I watched and give you reviews. Number one, Reality on HBO. It's Max. It's a movie. It's an hour and 20 minutes. She was working for like the NSA and she took some documents, snuck them out. Her name is Sydney Sweeney. Awesome in this movie.
Oh, the actress's name is Sydney Sweeney?
Yes.
Yeah. She was in White Lotus.
She was in the show, The Lunchbox.
Euphoria. Lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, she's awesome. It's a true story. And the Rotten Tomatoes, one is a 92%, which is high, and the other one is not as high. It's weird, and it's all they do it completely based off the audio from when they arrested her and interviewed her. And so they're even acting out exact audio of it.
Wow, that's cool.
So I'll read you the little deal here. So Reality from HBO, it says on a Saturday afternoon in June 2017, Reality Winner, that is her name, a 25-year-old in cutoff jeans is confronted at her Georgia home by the FBI. A cryptic conversation begins and Reality's life quickly begins to unravel.
I need to watch this.
1 hour, 23 minutes. It's a little weird as how it's shot, but you finally grab. Sydney Sweeney's awesome as an actress. I've never seen her in anything.
Okay.
A plus, true story. I'm going to give it 4.5 American flags.
Huh.
Not for everybody. Just because it's shot weird. Some people can be like, I'm weirded out by the board. I thought it was really good. So that's the first one, Reality on Max. Number two, I watched Muscles and Mayhem, all 5 episodes of the American Gladiators docuseries on Netflix.
Is that good?
4.5 guns that shoot tennis balls.
Yeah.
They get hit with us?
They get Nitro and all them on there?
Yes, and they're old now.
Nitro.
And they're talking about Nitro is on there, Zap is on there, other names that go boom pow are on there.
Yeah.
Do they have any of the chicks?
Yes.
All right.
Zap was a chick.
Really?
Lace.
Oh, Lace.
And it's, I give it 4.5. I mean, especially if you watched American Gladiators at all back in the day to see how that show came about. It's basically like, you ever do Field Day back in like 5th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It basically started as a cheap version of that, and people were getting just so hurt. And that, did you watch the Scuba?
I have no family at home. That's all I've been watching. It is the cool.
All 5 episodes?
Oh, I've watched 4, so I'm missing the last one. But it's so cool to see how it came together, how rinky-dink it was, all the sex, the drugs, all the cool.
It's all that.
It's so awesome.
Like Gemini, Laser, yeah. Diamond, Storm, Ice, Nitro.
Yeah.
And Malibu, why do they call it unofficial when all the official people are there? I don't get that.
Well, because the American Gladiators, like the brand, did not give itself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was
it's
cool.
The unofficial documentary. I'm giving that 4.5. So okay. I got Reality 4.5. I got American Gladiators 4.5.
Where do I find that one?
Netflix. Both are. You got Max with Reality. You got Netflix, American Gladiators. And then finally, we finished Silo all the way through. Even the episodes after I thought was the finale.
Where do you watch that again?
You watch that on Apple Plus.
Okay.
And it's about I'll just read you the description because I don't want to spoil anything as I tell you what it's about. So if you go over and you were to read this, this is what it would say. Silo, which by the way has a ton of super famous people in it too. In a ruined and toxic future, a community exists in a giant underground silo that plunges hundreds of stories deep. There, people live in a society full of regulations they believe are meant to protect them. It's got Rashida Jones, Common, Tim Robbins. I give it 4 out of 5 silos.
Hmm.
And it's
those
on Apple
Plus. All 3 high.
Yeah, I liked all of them.
Very strong.
I liked all of them a lot. Now, that being said, I'm setting that up because on the other side, I had to watch something that was terrible. We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
I know what you're talking about.
I give it no Yoplait. The stuff.
Why you gotta ruin it right now?
I'll give it a little more than no Yoplait, but we watch this stuff and we're gonna talk about it tomorrow.
But you already, man.
I was being a little hyperbolic with the no Yoplait. But it's about a yogurt that kills people.
It's called The Stuff.
And Lunchbox told us for years about it and how scary it was. And
dude, we're not.
Has everybody watched it yet?
Not yet.
Has anybody not watched
halfway
it?
Halfway done.
Okay. You don't have to. You don't have to. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But I don't even wanna say anything else about it. Except we'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm surprised they would spend money on something that dumb. Like somebody.
You just said you're not going to say anything
else. I said too much. Ray, did you watch it?
Yep.
Did you like it?
It was 1 hour and 45 minutes, not well spent.
Mm-hmm. I just am going to need to remember to cancel my free trial.
But
you don't.
I paid for the rent.
I didn't even do it.
$2.99 rental.
It wouldn't let me. The rental was, yes, on Amazon Prime. No. It said rent and had a line through it.
It was free on Tubi.
I rented it for $2.99.
Well, on Amazon Prime, they were like, sign up for Shudder, the only place you can get all the horror films you want.
No. All the what films?
Horror.
Oh, I didn't hear the horror part.
Like scary.
Yeah, I just
thrillers.
Heard without the horror.
So Shudder. So yeah. Now I've signed up for Shudder to get the stuff, and I'm on a 7-day free trial. And if I don't cancel it, they're going to start charging me $5.99 a month.
Did I sign up for Shudder and not know it? Okay, I thought so too. Well, tomorrow we'll review The Stuff. And by review, I mean I don't want to say anything because you guys are still watching.
Talk about it.
Yeah, we've heard this about this thing forever. But the BBCC is back tomorrow.
The what?
Bobby Bones Cinema Club.
Oh, yeah, we're going out.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome, so awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome, so let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. A voicemail from Daniel in North Carolina.
I got a morning corny. What do you call two birds that stick together? Velcros.
He had his own audience there. And like they had never heard that joke before.
Right, come on.
Boy, they were laughing hard at that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a woman that says she makes $2 million a month letting people watch her sleep.
$2 million a month? If that's an OnlyFans thing, I just think they inflate those numbers. And I'm sure she makes good money because there are a lot of creepos. But $2 million a month?
Well, so she's an influencer on Twitch. And that's where people are watching her. And she did a whole interview and she said, yeah, people pay me money
a month. Sleep. Even a year, because that's like $170,000 a month or so. But a month, think it, 2, 4, 6, 8. That's right. $24 million to watch her sleep.
So does she have a lot of subscribers, or are there like little subscribers paying a lot of money to watch her sleep?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know.
I'm watching her sleep right now.
Oh,
what's it like? Hold on a second.
Is it worth it?
I need a pair. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and also it is like a Twitch, but then that you can do OnlyFans too, but she's sleeping in like full pajamas.
Oh.
So it's not even like weirdos watching her sleep naked. I don't know. Keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off here, but that's wild.
Well, she also, I guess, has an add-on where there's these guys there while they're asleep. They want her to wake them up with like loud noises somehow, and she gets paid for that too.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
No, I don't think it's going to be funny, Eddie.
No, it's not.
I think it's guys, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that a thing?
How are most things? I think the same thing. But Lunchbox went to sleep once as a bit on the show. We took him to the mattress place and he went to sleep, slept like 45 minutes. It was hilarious. And he got paid nothing.
Yeah, you guys said, oh, can you go in there and sleep? And I went there and slept.
It's so funny.
Left me alone.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
You're not necessarily old if you do this, but a lot of younger people will think you're old if you use your pointer finger to scroll on your phone.
What do you mean?
Or if you use your finger, all of your fingers, to do like a typewriter on your phone. On the cord.
Like the home keys?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't use your index finger?
To scroll?
Yeah.
No, thumb.
What? Oh, what?
No, stop.
You're young.
It.
That's wow. That's inefficient.
No, thumb. I mean, I did it just to pick it up and do it without thinking about it. It's thumb.
Oh, okay. I use my thumb too.
Oh, no. I'm trying to be young now.
Oh, here we go.
Well, guys, I use my finger, so I guess I don't care if that labels me old. It's so much easier.
Yeah, don't do it like that. And just like she's doing it, like she's unleashing a scroll. Okay, what else?
Lainey Wilson is so in love with her bell bottoms. I mean, she has been since she was 8 years old. It's her thing. And she says she's going to be wearing them until she's 90. And so it got me curious, like, if there's anything you're not going to let go of.
Cut out shirts forever. I have one Arkansas Razorback shirt that says Hogs on the front. I've had since my sophomore year of college.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's got holes. Now it's the whole chest is basically a hole because that's where the lettering was from the in the back. There's a hole in it. And I know that if I hadn't said to my wife, straight up, do not throw this shirt away, it'd have been gone 5 years ago. I mean, it's the most beautiful disaster that I own. I love cutout shirts. And not because I'm trying to show off my arms, I just like to be comfortable. And I like to feel like I don't have a shirt on, but still covering up myself. Because I don't want to be able to see that shirt on.
But we can see.
Yeah, but you can just see parts of it. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back at the end of June, Nick Miller of Ohio got down on one knee and said, Lauren, I want to look at your eyes, and I want you to be my prize for the rest of my life. They get engaged.
Did you make that up? That
yeah, part? Yeah.
Okay, eyes and it. Prize.
Got it. Eyes, prize, you know what I mean? I want you to be by my side, whatever. So they get engaged.
Dr. Like, Seuss.
And the next day, he's at the gas station. He's like, oh, man, I got $30 in my pocket. Let me buy this lottery ticket. Buys it, and he wins $390,000.
Nice.
$390,000. Wow. So not only can he pay off that engagement ring, boom, so he can buy a house, and they're going to make their dreams come true.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty awful.
Why? I could tell you were struggling with it.
Man.
He was trying to keep the real sentiment to tell me something good, but he was really battling it internally.
Because it's not him winning? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like, how does this happen to people? Like, why does it never happen to me?
I think sometimes, too.
Like this dude.
Abby will torture Lunchbox and give him a story about somebody winning the lottery.
For sure.
And then he's like, oh.
Yeah, and I don't even want to read it. And I'm like, but I can't pass.
Right. You can't pass because it's a second.
Yeah, because you've already done the tease. It's like, oh, man, if I just start doing a different story, Bobby's going to be like, wait a minute, we just teased.
That's true.
So, yeah, Nick Miller and Lauren Timmerman, they're going to get married and they're going to be rich.
Yeah, good for them.
That's awesome.
Woo, that's a good wedding present. So, hey, if you hear this story though, and you're going to their wedding, you got to think, nah, they can afford all the gifts.
No, they don't need gifts.
Yeah, they don't.
You're saying that here?
They don't really need gifts.
This is his way to get back at them right now.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is his way to, like, serve punishment to them. All right, thank you. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.